Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show, the only show with the balls to say vote for Trump, country music rocks, and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
All right, I'm going to have to get in here and start this thing early because we have a hell of a show. I apologize for Steve Hurley running it right up to the last minute. He squeezes every second. Rolly, you know what I'm saying? Every millisecond he squeezes out of that right hour. Right up to the end.
Yeah.
Leaves a brother scrambling.
Yeah,
scrambling.
Walking in at the last moment.
I love him, though, which is why you're going to hear his voice right now.
Hey,
because
Mo.
As he is wont to do, I always like to keep him over for the first break. Steve, I got a jammed up show, but I would never, ever bump you, my friend.
Well, I was thinking you wouldn't have time today, but
I always got time for the Hurley Burley Band. I'm not going to call you Heisen Hurley, your street name, as we have a couple of law enforcement agents in here. Hold over from your show. Not at all. We have, I'm going to let you do the introductions again.
Yeah, we have Officer Christian Lopez from the Plant City Police Department and Sergeant Al Van Dyne, his supervisor, is here as well.
We like to call him Van.
Van,
correct?
We go by, he goes by Van. Sir.
Christian and Van, thank you for staying over. I have some questions for you, and I'm going to ask them in 1 second, but as people know, first I have to do this. All right, I'm running with about 2 keys of China White, uncut.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Not I can't.
Again,
no, no, not,
coming, man,
no,
you?
Not again. Oh, not man. Again. We have for us, I have a legitimate question in a minute. We have MMA fighter Jessica Borga in the house. She's got a fight upcoming the 30th. We're going to be talking about that again. We've had her in before. And we have the reformed American supermodel. We've got two of the members, the bassist and the drummer rolling. It's all I could get.
That's the rhythm section, though.
Yeah, that's not the talent.
Oh.
I need the talent. Yeah. I need the lead singer and the guitarist. But we have a good friend of mine, Shane Cohn, coming in. Also, Brian Sobchak. He is on the bass. He does background vocals, backing vocals, too. Does a couple of leads every now and again as well. I shot their one and only video.
I watched it.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page, the Cat Named Mo Show page. Go to it! It's going to be a nice, nice, hot Saturday. Speaking of hot, there's Jerrica. Hold on.
My bass loudy, loudy, louder.
Do cops make you nervous being Puerto Rican?
My bass loudy, loudy, louder.
You riding dirty? Come on, Jerrica.
I'm surprised you called me Puerto Rican and I'm Mexican. And no, it doesn't make me nervous.
I didn't want them frisking you. I didn't want them throwing you up against
you
the
know?
Wall.
Yes. Didn't you?
Christian and Van. All right, this is what I wanted to ask. By the way, Steve, I'm glad you had them on because I was always under the impression that law enforcement officers loved it when you litigated on the side of the road and showed them.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, showed them your litigation abilities had you actually went to law school, which you didn't.
That's exactly right.
So
right
you're on. Saying you don't want, you're saying that on the side of the road is not the point where you want to become part of the process.
Not really, okay. Especially during the summer months in Florida, which is like February to December.
Yeah, right, because exactly. It's hot out there, and y'all already got an itchy trigger finger. The sweat on the index finger just makes it slip real easy. Bam! Oh, man. Why'd you shoot me?
Not the place to argue. No.
That's right.
Shot you because it's hot.
That's right. Call John Morgan or something.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am glad to hear that, and thank you for straightening that out. As you know, I have a Jeep that I acquired from Steve Hurley's Stingray Chevrolet lot, one of his used car inventory. Love it. Bumble Jeep is its name. I had a horn, train horn, installed via Matt Out at Horn Blasters.
Oh, boy.
And I also am going to get a mic system where I can, as I like to call it, regulate on suckers perpetrating in traffic. Now, I'm calling fools out, man. That's what I'm doing. Now, what I need to know from you are, what are the legal ramifications if I'm at a stoplight and I'm verbally harassed? Not being offensive, but, you know, throwing out a crack here, a crack there, making fun of the kids that are looking back at me with their ugly faces. Listen, not every kid is a beautiful kid. This, we must be honest with ourselves. There's some fugly kids out there.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yes, there are. All right. So now, you know it, man. You walk up to a car on a traffic stop and you look at it and go, God damn, that's an ugly kid. I need license and registration. Show me some papers for that alien back there. That can be human. Let me ask you this, man. Can I get a ticket or anything for doing that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, train horns are a no-no.
Oh, wait a minute. You can get a ticket for blowing a train horn?
Sure enough.
Oh.
I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
I did not know this.
Yes. What? I would suggest that you Google Florida state statutes, and then you go to the chapter that deals with motor vehicles, 316, 322, and you can find all you want to know about that kind of stuff.
Right, but let me ask you something. Let me ask you and Christian something. You busy men out there. There's a lot of crime going on. By the way, are you going to be a part of the Black Lives protest in Lakeland, the Black Lives Matter they're protesting out in Lakeland?
No, because I'm Plant City.
Good. Let me tell you something. But you've been around this area long enough.
Yes.
I've been in Tampa, low through 30 years. I know black lives don't matter in Lakeland. All right, Roland, don't we already know this?
I can't speak to that.
I didn't been through Lakeland. They don't matter there. Stay out. You're wasting your time. Okay, but I digress. Thank you for pointing that out, Van. Right now, listen to me. So you're saying, okay, you guys are busy up there. If I'm driving, because someone blew a horn, they blew their horn at me, their standard issue horn, and their little trucky truck.
Call that a horn?
Yeah, because right. Exactly. That's the first thing that goes through my mind and go, I'll show you a horn. Now, if you are in opposite traffic and you see me regulating this sucker, you're not going to turn around and chase me down, right? It's not that
it
big a
it depends on what I got going on, Mo. If I'm on my way to a call or I'm going to lunch or something.
Or if you see Mo's dredge in another lane, you're going to go after him.
If it's 4:55 and I'm about to go
right.
home, you know, that's where a little bit of discretion comes in. But in all seriousness, you know, being from Plant City and it's a, you know, a smaller city.
Right.
We used to say it's a small city, but it ain't a small city now. But generally, more often than not, we probably would initiate a stop. And the first time we come in contact with somebody, our goal is to educate them. Hey, Mo, you scared the crap out of me. You ain't no CSX vehicle. You got to lose the horn.
Right, right. Oh, wait. Then, so what do I have to be a CSX?
Get on the tracks.
You got to be a train.
That's a train, Mo. That's code for train, Mo, in case you didn't know.
Train horn.
CSX. But write that down, Roland. I need that info.
Oh, my God.
But then more often than not, when people come through Plant City, they traverse it fairly regularly. So, like my man Christian, he got the memory of an elephant, and he's like, hey, I stopped that dude 3 months ago, and he had this, and this. Clearly, he didn't get it the first time, so now I'm going to be a little bit more up close and personal. First time is a warning. Second or subsequent, you're probably going to get a citation.
Would you agree, Van, that if Mo used a little bit of discretion, and if somebody, if he just kind of boom, just kind of hit it real quick because the guy was, as opposed to leaning on the thing, like the crossing gates are going down and the red lights are flashing.
Exactly.
Listen, Steve. You know, let me tell you something.
You're not going to use discretion. I know you can't.
A train horn is a lot like a woman. You don't hit it quick. you make a statement. All right. That's your problem, Hurley. You've been so used to hitting it quick. No, you get it. Right, Christian? You make a statement.
You want to make a...
Isn't it ironic he's comparing hitting it quick to a train?
I'm just saying. All right.
You want to take a quick look around, see if you see some marked vehicles.
Exactly.
Maybe you be on the lookout for an unmarked Impala, and if you see neither of the above, then you can hit them, like Steve said, with a little
too-too. Hint. Did you pick up on that hint? You know, watch out for an unmarked Impala.
All right, now let's take the horn out of the equation. What about my intercom system? Can I regulate suckers in that regard?
Not by Florida statute.
There's
a statute that regulates amplified voice. So,
oh, really?
Yes. If you're on private property and you're not on the roadway, the same thing with the lighting underneath the vehicle. You can have that kind of lighting for show purposes, noise purposes, but then you're bordering on the city ordinance for regular noise ordinance.
Okay, so in other words, I'm in traffic. I'm at a stoplight. There's a car in front of me. You may be two cars behind me. I've got a system that's so loud that you're going to hear what I'm saying to the car in front of me. I pick up my little CB microphone and I go, "Hey, the light's green. Put down the damn phone and hit the gas.
Move those ugly kids out of the way and hit the accelerator.
Tell those ugly kids to turn around. They're scaring my dog."
I mean, if you're yelling at somebody for distracted driving, that may be a different story.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay, there you go.
Like a discretionary call.
I think
call,
the best
Christian.
Way we can alleviate all of this, just go ahead and make Bumble Jeep an auxiliary member.
Can I have some sort of insignia that gives me judicial or law enforcement capabilities?
We got some plastic junior police badges.
Don't think I won't be out there executing arrests, Steve.
That's
you
right,
know me.
That's right. Van said.
Yeah, absolutely. Perhaps you should speak to my friend, Officer Van.
Yes, sir.
Steve, do we need these boys to go make a visit to, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
You're kind of pointing. Your head's not tilted to the north.
You know that.
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, that person
that's
out there. That's
Plant City.
That's slinging names and stuff like that. No, this would be in an unofficial capacity.
Oh, okay.
So we're glad we don't need it to be Plant City. Plant City would be problematic. The fact that it's not in Plant City is going to help us out. We need you to. Are you muscle for hire?
If the price is right. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Steve's got deep pockets. No, you're not, man. I saw the wink. We on Bone TV. I saw the wink. Okay, that's enough said right there. I didn't get a chance to listen to the entire show. Are you guys just in? Hey, hanging out, came in to talk some police business and protocol and so forth?
Steve always is gracious when he has us come in, and we love the opportunity to be able to talk to folks in a candid environment about just stuff that's on their minds. We mainly deal with, you know, traffic enforcement, crash investigation, but of course we're police officers as well, and we appreciate the opportunity to answer those questions and give people real good answers instead of them relying on third party information, hearsay, or what their friend had told them.
Now let me ask you this, and now we're gonna get it on a very serious tip here. I'm a concealed carry guy, and I was one of those people that didn't want to always carry my gun around because I don't want to have to be responsible for where I put the bag and so forth, because if you're irresponsible in that regard, that can cause a whole lot of trouble. Hold on, let me get to Miguel. You've heard my voice enough. I believe he wants to thank you guys. Go ahead, Miguel. You're on the Cat Named Mo Show.
Good morning, Chad. How's it going, man?
Good, good, my friend. Well, I should say, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. It's good as well. There you go. But I'm calling in. I come from a long line of law enforcement family. And first of all, I want to say thank you to these gentlemen that came in today to kind of shed light on what the real world is as far as what they do every single day. But with the recent events, you know, I'm looking at all these things, and you're right. You know, a lot of times people, when they do get pulled over, they want to make it into a courtroom case. I don't understand why it is that when we are going to get our license, let's say in the state of Florida or whatever state you're in, they have all these laws and rules and these tests that you have to pass, but at no time do they teach or instruct on what you're supposed to do when you get pulled over. I think that would really help the situation that everybody's in right now, because it seems like...
But, well, Miguel, let me stop you there. Have we become that stupid as a species that we don't remember what our parents taught us, which is when an officer asks you to do something... Do it.
That's the point, though, Mo. You said parents teaching the children. If that was still going on, we wouldn't have these problems.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Take the parents out of the equation. And thank you, Miguel, for the call, by the way. Take the parents out of the equation. Growing up, you just learn. You just understand that cops have an authority over you that you do not possess. So if they ask you to do something, just do it.
Even if you don't agree, just do it.
Just do it. When people don't comply and situations happen, because sometimes, and it's just the way it is, sometimes the effect outweighs the severity of the cause. And that's just how things happen. So sometimes you may think you're just resisting a little bit and something goes hinky, but still, if not for the precipitating factor of you being an idiot and not listening to the officer, none of this would have happened. And I have zero sympathy for anybody in that situation that ends up where they end up, because it's just dumb.
Well, there's a statute for hinky, I believe, Van. Yeah. There's a hinky statute. But you get hinky, you're going to be in trouble.
It's going to go bad. 800 chapter somewhere.
It's in there.
I think they're clowning me, Jericho. I think they're clowning me right now.
I didn't want to say it, so they did.
All right. Now, listen to me. Now, let me ask you this. Now, again, on a serious note. So I carry around. I'm pulling out of here from the night show that I do with Johnny B and Gio, the BDRS show. So I'm on the road at about 11. There's that light now there to exit this, what do we call this? This is like strip mall. Right. To exit the strip mall where there used to be no light, now there is a stoplight, which just hinders my expediting of getting the hell out of here. Because it's late and I'm hungry and I want to eat. So I see a cop parked over in the Winn-Dixie side, and my eyes, I'm already coming around the corner as I pull out of my parking space to make it towards where the stoplight is, because I can see that it's green and I want to make it, because it's a longer light when it's red on this side. So as I'm speeding past the cop, I see the light is clearly yellow, and it's been yellow for a while now. I know I'm not gonna make this thing.
We call that pink.
Yeah, pink. I exit my wheels. My front wheels leave the area of the strip mall and go onto the street just as the light turns red. But I'm committed now. I'm in the turn. I have to make it. So I make it, and I'm like, okay, all right, hopefully he was looking down at his computer, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and I see all of a sudden the lights go on, and he whips out of the strip mall onto the road. And then he shuts the lights off, though, but he zooms up behind me. I mean, he's doing some speed to get up behind me, and then just kind of hangs there as I'm headed towards the Howard Franklin, clearly running my license or whatever. And this is the point. He ended up, you know, backing off, and just before he would have had to commit to riding the Howard Franklin, made a turn, a left turn, and went back towards where he was. Mm-hmm. But my question is this: given the current situation where you guys are in many ways under siege by idiots and malcontents and misguided individuals, and in some certain cases, just stone cold killers. I had my gun with me, and I had it in my backpack. It was concealed, but it was on the passenger seat. I was worried, because I kind of felt like, okay, if he pulls me over, he's already on edge. There's already this sense of maybe he's trying to run from something, because he clearly ran a red light when he saw my presence there. And so maybe he's trying to hide something. I was like, well, how am I going to handle this? Do I say that I have, because I, in other words, I was going to be very hesitant to say, hey, I am carrying a gun. I am under the impression that you don't have to tell the officer that you are carrying unless he asks. I always typically say I have a concealed carry. It's been, I don't think I've ever had to say to an officer, I actually have the gun in, because again, I just started carrying it everywhere I go. So in that situation, what are you guys expecting? That's what I'm getting at. What are you guys expecting that? What was the best thing I could have done? Say he pulls me over to the side of the road on 4th Street. I'm going to comply, but do I need to go, there's a gun in my backpack, right next to my right arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's always a good idea before you reach for anything, your paperwork, your license, your wallet. If you do have that firearm and you have made the decision to let the officer know, go ahead and keep your hands on the steering wheel, have your windows down, make them feel at ease.
Right.
Let them know, I've got my firearm with me. Is it okay if I reach for X, Y, or Z, my wallet, my registration? Let them be the one to direct you as to what they're expecting you to do. That way nothing comes up as a surprise to them.
But now let me ask you this, Christian. I say to the officer Lopez, I should be being too familiar here. I got to give you that respect.
He likes that. You
okay. I'm okay with
that. Let me ask you this, Christian. Okay. If at the point that I tell this guy that there is a gun right beside me, it's a human nature. Your reaction and responses to me are going to now change. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to keep it all friendly.
Sure.
But you would admit that probably you're going to be a little bit more, as you should be, I guess, on point or alerted.
I can speak for me. I can't speak for all officers.
Right.
For me, I assume there's always a firearm in every vehicle because
Smart. This
is America and we have our Second Amendment right.
Right.
You should assume that there's something that's going to kill you in every vehicle, and you can't let that make you be aggressive or overly...
Color your emotions. You can't let it color your emotions.
You've still got to remain professional.
Right.
And unless it's pointing at me, it's not going to kill me. If they're telling me about it, they're probably not interested in shooting me.
Right, which makes sense, yes.
And from an officer's standpoint, when you have your varying levels of experience, you learn not to have those preconceived notions.
Correct.
Because here the officer might pull you over, for anybody that hasn't seen you, you a big old black dude,
right.
Tattoos, dreads, and you cool in the gang, but then...
I like that. You hear that, Jericho? I'm cool in the gang. Respect me, girl.
Respect. But then a lady that might be 70 years old might decide to pull out a strap and blow.
Right, yeah, right.
So everybody gets treated the same way. And as we shared on Steve's show, there's certain things that we look for when people are nervous and they know they got stuff that they're doing, stuff they ain't got no business doing, or something bad is about to go down. They act certain ways that
right.
are detectable to us.
Okay, good. So, but you would say it's always in my best interest to alert the officer to a weapon in the car,
even though
it's not something that I have to do from a legal standpoint.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That is the question.
And you can hand them
ask.
Your license and the CWP, the permit itself. If you hand the permit with your license, he's going to ask you, "Do you have a weapon
right.
in your vehicle?"
See,
yes, I do. Rather than, I wouldn't go, "I got a gun." I wouldn't even use that word. Because you heard how Van, in about 2 seconds, described you. And
right.
He's going to think you're going to shoot him. I just wouldn't.
Right.
I just wouldn't say I got
you
a gun.
You wouldn't open with it, right?
You don't want to get the guy. I've actually had an officer tell me that. Just stop. Don't hit trigger, for the lack of a better term, trigger words. Like gun and. A shooter
So legally, they don't have to tell you that they have a gun?
Correct.
No.
Okay.
There you go. Which is kind of messed up. I mean, here I am going to get a ticket for blasting a horn at some sucker that's standing sitting down in traffic blocking me because they're texting on their phone, mm-hmm. and you don't have to tell them. Don't you see that that's kind of messed up?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to have
it's
statutes,
a different point
on,
of view.
Yeah, you're going to have statutes on the book. How about a statute that says you have to tell an officer that you have a gun? Mm-hmm. It's weird. Greg, you have a couple of questions. You have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, I have a concealed carry, but don't they allow you in the state of Florida to carry a handgun in your car as long as it's three steps to get to it, like it's in a glove box?
That's a good question, Greg. I'm going to hang up and let them answer. Go ahead.
The Florida statute states that the firearm, if it's not being concealed in a carry fashion, needs to be not readily accessible. Generally, as the courts have upheld, that's a zippered case, a pouch, a snapped holster inside of a glove box where it's locked. So the three steps is kind of a guideline. It's nowhere. It's written nowhere in the statutes, though.
So in other words, that's not necessarily true. If you don't have a concealed carry and you have a gun in your trunk, or that doesn't mean that you're not breaking the law.
No, the concealed means hidden on your person.
Right.
If you had it on a seat under a towel. So if you had it in your backpack, for example, right. You would not need a carry concealed permit.
Really?
Yes.
Then what's the point?
You're transporting it at that point. It's more of a storage and not a carry.
But you can't walk around with it without the CWP.
Okay. Right.
You can't be walking around.
I don't want nobody to have a gun but me. Does that make me a bad American? Keith, go ahead. Be real quick.
I'll try. Mo. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, it's funny. I've had a concealed weapon permit, I think, since about when they started. What is that, 20 years ago? And probably about, I don't know, at least 10 years ago, I got pulled over coming home from a Christmas party. And my wife had my 45 in her purse on the floorboard. Both of us are permitted. And we got pulled over for the highway patrol for speeding, or I did, of course. And it was funny. They kind of came up. And almost one of the first questions from the trooper was, do you have a gun in the car? And it made me realize later that maybe they're just real, you know, they can scan that information that, you know, the registered owner of this car has a permit.
Oh absolutely. Let me hang up and let them answer. But I can tell you, if you pull up my license plate and you get the information, doesn't it tell you that I'm a CCW?
It's handled by two different agencies. The CCP permits are handled by the Department of Agriculture. The other stuff is handled by the DHSMV, or the Department of Highway Safety Motor Vehicles.
But we can't have a shared information kind of database with that, because that would, to me, seem to be the logical. Man, the bureaucracy is.
It goes back.
We are the just, one computer we, doesn't talk to the other computer.
State legislators are just stupid.
Well, if you get a hinky computer, it's not going to talk to the.
Stop making fun of my use of the word hinky.
It goes back to not infringing on the Second Amendment. We're not allowed to have gun registrations so that private citizens have their guns listed as to what they have. Same idea. We're not entitled to know that unless you provide it to us.
Okay, I understand that, but you don't need to know what kind of gun or how many guns I have, but I think as a precautionary measure, you know, we should. If you have to register for something, that information should be readily available without it infringing upon the Second Amendment. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But I'm not a politician.
I think you need to run, man.
I certainly do. Away from Florida, because it's stupid. It's a stupid, stupid thing. Ryan, I got to let these guys go. He's got a question about the guy shot in Miami. I appreciate you calling in, but that's a whole big other story. Yeah. And these guys are in Plant City. We did learn that. We did learn a lot, though, I think. And Steve, thank you for having the guest on your show.
Thanks for letting us stay over. Yeah,
stay
we appreciate
over.
It, Mo.
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
I would keep you, but you see that? You see that fighter back there, Jessica Borga? She will kick all of our asses.
Probably yeah, would.
If I don't get her on quick. So, yes, that's absolutely what's coming on. Jessica was with us a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so. She has a title bout coming up, MMA style, this next Saturday, the 30th. So we're going to talk to her and harass her a little bit and make sure she's not going to embarrass
her too
us.
Much.
Be nice.
Stay close by.
Don't get hinky.
Officer.
Or you get hinked up.
Have you never heard the term hinky,
not
Steve?
Not used quite that way, clearly. It was a hinky moment.
You might get all hinked right. up.
Yeah, don't get hinked up, Jessica. All right, then I'm going to bring, obviously, my crew on, Rebecca and Derek and everybody else. Officer Van, thank you. Christian
thank you,
Lopez,
appreciate
Officer
it.
Lopez.
Thanks for having us, Mo.
Very nice meeting you, and I hope to see you not in an official capacity.
That's what's up.
All thanks, right, we'll be back with MMA fighter Jessica Borga. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.